If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Today we're in Orlando, Florida, and we're taking a trip down a memory lane with an iconic duo. They are two-time former champions, influencers, and new moms, Jessica McKay and Cassie Lee. And of course, check us out on YouTube, where you'll find the show in its original intended format. I'm Mackenzie Mitchell, and welcome to Threads. Jess.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here. Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm so glad to have you. And before we get into things, I just want to say congratulations on motherhood. Like, you guys are killing it. I mean, Cass, you're pregnant with your second. You look fantastic. Oh. And you just had your little one.
Yeah.
He's adorable. Congrats to you guys. That's so exciting in this phase of your life.
You're next.
I know. Don't tell my husband. He'd be like, yes, absolutely. Let's reminisce a little bit and talk about your first ever set of gear. Do you remember what that looks like?
Yeah.
Tell me. Tell me all about it.
Mine was a recycled dance. In fact, all my outfits on the indies were recycled dance costumes.
She had a hand up in the gear department early on.
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha.
I did. Yeah,
as a dancer.
And Jess would come over and raid my dance costume
closet. Yep.
She'd like have trips coming up and she's like, can I come over and like see what you've got? I'm like, you're covered. She'd like, oh my God, I'm not using it.
I've had them for years too.
One came back with a hole in it.
Mine, a little bit different. I don't know why, but I wrestled in a schoolgirl outfit. I was everybody's favorite girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was my, like,
I love that.
Yes.
Okay.
How I got that, I don't know. And it stuck with me.
Was that given to you?
It was given to me, yes. I think by my now husband, who was a wrestler
back then.
His friends, I think, came up with it for me.
And it stuck, right?
And it just stuck. So I just decided to wear a full-on schoolgirl outfit for the first couple of years.
Okay. I feel like a lot of people who start go through a phase where they're either a schoolgirl or a cheerleader. I was a cheerleader.
Yes, you were a cheerleader.
But I feel like that's common.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And where do you feel you are in your life right now?
We're in our mum era.
We're deep in our mum era. But it's pretty special because we've watched each other grow up. Mm-hmm. Like, we've known each other since we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. So we've seen each other grow up into women.
Yeah.
You know, all of our 20s to kind of figure out who we are and what we want our style to be.
Yeah.
And then now we're in our mum area. So it's pretty cool that we've seen each other kind of evolve in that sense.
And go through all the stages.
But I also always want to be comfortable. That's my number one.
Okay.
Comfort over style, every day.
Whereas I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I would say maybe now I'm different, but for a very long time I was style over comfort.
Yeah.
So when creating gear and your looks, then you had different mentalities. How did that work?
We had different gear.
Yeah.
It's just they were cohesive with like the materials and the colors and
rhinestones.
Right, yeah, all that stuff. But they were always two separate sets of gear.
Two separate gears.
And I think that was kind of put into our minds early on in NXT because they wanted us to be separate.
Yeah.
They didn't want us to be the same person, which we were. So they kind of wanted us to be very separate. So I think we tried to find our own styles.
Yeah.
And then when we came back as a tag team, we just tried to make a blend of that.
Well, and we know, like, my style maybe Jess doesn't feel comfortable in, and vice versa. Yep. We know what we each are comfortable and confident in, and it's like, let's just do us and then make it work.
Well, yeah, you're different people.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to have your own personal style in the ring as well. Did you guys ever have a gear that you created that you thought like, oh, this is gonna be it, this is gonna be so cute, and then it came out and you were like, what the hell is this?
Yes. I think everyone has that set of gear, you know?
Yeah.
100%. We were going for Britney's, I think it was her BMA appearance, where it was the beige, looked like she was like kind of like nude.
But sparkling.
Okay. She had like, it was a low rise pants with a sparkly bra top. Very iconic, very Britney.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to recreate that for our debut at Impact.
Gotcha.
When we got the gear, we put it on and we were like, maybe it's gonna look different on TV.
Yeah. Which is often the case.
Maybe the colors will look differently. And it just felt a little bit flat.
Well, let's bring it out. Let's talk about it. Let's show it.
Well, I think the top is so beautiful because it is like bedazzled. The top is perfect, but the pants, sometimes it's hard with pants, especially if you're not normally a pants wrestler.
They're very hard.
They're hard because, and we don't like elastic in the waistline.
Because you get a muffin top.
You get a muffin top. There's nothing you can do about it. But then if you don't have it, they just fall down. So then you get this like, baggy crotch. Yeah.
Saggy badge.
So, and then look at, like the...
I understand.
And then, so then you've got to make it high at the back so that if it does fall down, you don't get butt crack. And then, you know, this is like, we're trying to find our skin tone, but then we get a spray tan.
I think if you look at the Britney picture and you look at our gear, there's just a disconnect.
I see. Yeah.
You'll see where the inspiration came from, but... And how many gears have we had made? And this is probably, I feel like, the only one
this
that
is the only
didn't
one.
Hit.
Yeah.
But, and again, I still love the top. It's just, like, if these were shorts, I think I'd feel so differently.
Sure. Okay, I want to talk about this blue and green gear that you guys had at Impact as the inspiration. The intricacy on this is just, like, I mean,
well,
like
do you know where, can you see straight away where the inspiration comes from?
Is it Slave for you?
Yeah. It is.
Knew it.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. And we do have an entrance piece skirt with it, which had the feathers exactly like she had.
Yeah.
And this was a different person that made this set of gear.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, super talented, does a lot of like drag show costumes. Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing.
So why Britney Spears?
We were just in our like Impact era, we were so inspired by like Y2K and like pop culture, specifically Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. Yep. Is there anyone else I'm missing?
It was majorly those two, pop stars, we were very heavily influenced on.
We had others, but we weren't there long enough to kind of have everything made that we wanted. Yes.
So did you have a different mentality going into the inspiration as opposed to the Iconics, where you were in your life, mentally, physically, kind of like your overall appearance? Was that a different mindset for you guys, or was it kind of the same?
Yeah. No, absolutely, it was different. I feel like at Impact, we could just breathe a little bit and we could just do what we wanted, but
we could just be us
and have fun.
Yeah.
So, and everything from our hair and our makeup, we were trying hairstyles each week. We would have like bubble ponytails and then just all different crazy hairstyles and makeup to match the gear. And all our gears were just like so out there and it was so different each time. So we were just having fun.
If you were ever to, let's say go back to WWE or go to AEW or go back to Impact, do you have an idea of what your look would be if you guys were a tag team together?
I think I would still love to do our pop stars.
Yeah.
I think blending that with the Iconics is our highest like performance.
I'm so proud of like our Impact presentation, I guess, because we had so much control and say in it. And I think if we brought that to another stage, that would just be fun for us.
Yeah. Our chemistry is so natural.
Yeah.
When people try to tell us how our chemistry should be, we're just like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No, it truly doesn't work. Like an example of that happened in NXT where they were like, you guys are not gonna be a team, so start doing stuff separately. So we came up with these two completely different characters. And then of course they put us together as these characters and they have us do a backstage. And so we're trying to film this backstage as our individual characters. And they're like, it's just like something's not working here. And we looked at each other, we're like, do you wanna just do us? And we were like, yes. And we hit it and they were like,
perfect.
Love it.
Yeah, of course. Just let us be us.
Exactly. You can't force chemistry. It's either there or it isn't. And the audience aren't stupid. They're going to know right away.
Immediately.
If it's authentic.
I have to say, you guys were setting the bar high at NXT with your gear. Like, you came out the gates, you know, before you even transitioned to main roster. You had a look overall that, like, you kind of set that standard high for yourself before you even transitioned to Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. I will say this orange and pink cube was our first tag team set that we had made in NXT.
So it's like, I don't know how would you
Oh wait, there's zippers involved.
Oh yeah.
This moment is like everything. Yes.
I miss this gear.
I know.
This is good times.
We had the same bra top.
Yeah.
Slightly. Cass had shorts.
Yeah.
I had kind of, they were pants, but they were like suspender pants.
They were like shorts into suspenders into the leg covers.
So, and then we both had this zipper down the middle.
Yeah.
And this was your first ever set of gear together as a
tag team.
Yeah. This was the first time we wore this gear, and I love the photos from it.
Oh my gosh, we were just so like happy-go-lucky.
And we were so in sync. And I think at that time we didn't realize how connected our chemistry was, because when you look back at photos, and we're doing the exact same thing in the exact same part of the match, and we're like,
not knowing.
No.
What each other's
doing. Not until we looked back.
Are you sure you guys weren't separated at birth?
I'm not sure. Ask your mom.
Let's talk about WrestleMania 35 when you guys won the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. How long did you guys have to prepare for this gear? Like, did you know, like, well far in advance, or was it like a turnaround? Because I found out that quite often, like, it's an overnight, or like you find out in a quick span, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I have to put together this look.
Yeah. What's interesting you say that, because yes, it is last minute. I think we found out how
a couple of weeks before,
like maybe two, three weeks before. But you know when WrestleMania season is coming up. So you know, whether you have a match or not, you'd be prepared and you get some gear made.
Yes.
So January, we're like,
we're booking our gear.
We're booking it in. Because, you know, the beginning of the year is the busy time of year.
Of course.
Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, everything, you know. WrestleMania is the most important. So what, let's start now.
Yeah, of course. I think I feel like I followed your lead with our WrestleMania gear as well, because Cass really wanted, inspired by Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect, I'm on board with that. Whatever you want to do, I'll kind of mimic that in my gear. And it was his, you know, black tights with the multicolored flames on the side. So I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
So we kind of came together really easily. We just had black gear with the flames.
But yours was more inspired by Rock, right?
Yeah, so the outfit was the same.
Yeah.
We had the same colors, especially on our butts.
Oh, that's
had
right.
Iconics.
Okay.
But I had horns made because The Rock is like my biggest inspiration for wrestling. And bless his heart, he wore just black trunks and calfless boots. And I was like, I can't put a Brahma bull on my ass or something like that. So the
horns. We're gonna have homage, but it'd be identical.
Yes. Like, what can we do? So I decided to get horns done, and I was also a massive like Maleficent fan as well. So the horns were kind of like my little. So we had like a Rock and Eddie moment at WrestleMania, which was really cool.
That was really cool. It was like the two people who inspired us to get into wrestling at the WrestleMania where we won the titles. So I think that is pretty special.
Yeah, I will say for me personally, after WrestleMania, my gear sets took a big nosedive.
Oh, what? No way.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
Yes. Well, I was just extremely self-conscious at this time in my life.
Okay.
So I am being so, like, low self-esteem and so self-conscious in putting, and nobody likes putting wrestling gear on. Nobody enjoys it. It's uncomfortable.
I don't know how you guys do it, to be honest. Like
the fishnets, everything, the knee pads, the boots, no one likes it. But I was so self-conscious, I kept on adding things to my outfits.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
And it was just, I didn't know what the hell I was wearing anymore because I just didn't feel comfortable. But then when we came back in the little PC era,
I feel like we were on them.
The Thunderdome.
I think that people don't realize a lot of the time that you guys, it's glitz and glam and it's like putting this outfit together, but then you have to be an athlete.
Yeah.
On top of that, like it's such a different mentality that I think a lot of people can't relate to.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what makes wrestling gear so distinct, because it has to be stretchy, You have to be able to move in it. It has to be bedazzled, but it can't be anything that's going to scratch the other person.
Yeah.
It can't have rhinestone that's going to fall off.
It has to be super high quality. Super high quality. You're going to wear it over and over.
I had lace at a point in time that rips every time you go out there. Like, it has to be sturdy, but also beautiful, but also be able to move. It takes someone very, like, talented to make wrestling gear.
Yeah. Mm.
Is there a set of your gear from the past that you feel like never got enough recognition that you loved and you were like, this is it, this is the moment, and then it just never really kind of like, people didn't give it the recognition that it deserved?
Hmm. What do you have one?
Something has just come to me. It's the turquoise.
The turquoise gear, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that color was beautiful.
This is one where our colors were slightly different, I think, just because the materials.
So Cass would always do, it was like a lycra, right? Lycra or a spandex or something.
No idea.
Like this. I want this. I know what it is.
The color. It
was a four-way stretch, essentially, but I always did velvet. So the colors were never in sync.
Spot on. Yeah.
But it's funny because this is beautiful. Yours is stunning in this. You had white accents and I had black.
Yeah, okay.
But this was definitely, I had hit my lowest point in wrestling gear.
No, what do you mean? Like, this is so beautiful. Guys, when I was scrolling through your Instagram to tell you, like, hey, can you bring these? I just was like, I'm blown away by some of your looks.
I think we only wore this once or twice,
to
be
honest. I think so too.
I have to have a black or a white. And Cass is very good with colors, so she'd suggest.
What do you mean, a black or a white?
Like an accent color.
Okay.
I need a black or a white accent color. And Cass would suggest, we'd always do three colors in our wrestling gear. Okay. And let's just say she would suggest like a turquoise, a baby blue, and.
I would go white.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
But for instance, I'll just say like a silver or something. And
okay.
I'd start twitching and I'm like, oh, I need
a. Yeah, that sounds so good to me, actually.
A white or a black. I just need like a base color to do it, but she was always great with colors. Because I would never
Because you would want like a black as the base and then colors as accent?
Or a white as a base.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, see, are you just realizing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd always sneak it in there somehow.
Yeah, but no, like you definitely need that, like,
yeah.
Like that
to tie it in.
Yeah, definitely. But I didn't realize this whole time like you wanted a black or a white base.
Well, just a accent. Like something to
bounce it off. No, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time our boots is what you have to coordinate with your boots.
Yes.
Yeah. And our boots predominantly are either black or white. We have a couple of colours and Cass wears
kick pad covers. Anyway. I just couldn't handle the boots.
So you're matching boots as well.
Yeah.
Which is different.
Well, you mentioned the boots.
These are my first ever pair of wrestling boots.
Wow.
My PWA, where we trained, I got them made a week after I'd started training back in 2007. So it was a long time ago. So they have lasted a long time.
They have lived their life.
They could still go too.
They could.
You asked them 100%.
They are really well made. They it's like a purple, like a dark purple. This was a little brighter back in the day, and then black flames. And they're just a little bit worn at the front here. But when I got them remade in sparkle, so I had the exact same boots, but in sparkle, black and purple. And then when Cass started wrestling, I gave her these boots. So she had them for a couple of years and then I was like, don't throw them out, give them back to me.
Because
it'll be nice to like...
It's like a sentimental thing.
Yeah, that we've both had
these
boots.
I never wrestled in boots on the indies. I didn't have enough money to have a pair of boots made, but I had these like random pair of like high cut...
Like amateurs or something.
They weren't
like
even...
Converse.
They were Rip Curls I bought from the surf store and had just sitting in my closet. And I was like, I think these might work. So that's what I wrestled in my whole indies. And for some reason, when we moved here, they didn't go in my bag. And so we were like, had NXT TV our first week. And I was like, Jess, where are my boots? Jess is like, here, you'll have to use mine.
And then I used these
for a few years.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until yeah.
getting them made.
And,
yeah.
And you don't, and this is crazy too. You said it's got black flames. I'm just, as an outsider, pointing this out. You guys, what, like, you have several sets of gear that has flames on it.
Yeah.
When you won the tag titles, you had flames, and then when you went back to Impact, you had a set with flames, or when you went
to Impact,
you had a set with flames.
Subconsciously. Isn't
that funny? I love
just that. Little
so maybe that's like a kind of staple with you guys, flames and having
I feel
that.
Like flames on boots are very common. Maybe when I started watching wrestling, I feel like everyone had flames on boots.
Oh, definitely back in that.
Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned it a little bit. You guys are a tag team, but you do have your own strengths. You do your own things. You did a fitness competition, and when you brought in the bikini, I was like, holy cow.
It was a little
like,
funny.
What? Tell me about that experience.
I had always wanted to do a fitness competition purely so I could just look like that, you know?
And say you did it.
And say I did it kind of thing. And so, we were training with our trainer, Ferlin Bailey, he's an IFBB pro. And he just was telling me about like some clients he's got training. He's coming up for a show. And I was like, when's the show? This is in the middle of the pandemic. And he said in 3 weeks. And I kind of like looked down at myself. I was like, do you think I could do it? He was like, yeah, I think you can do it. And literally from that moment, I was like on. I have never been so all or nothing on something in my life. And being on stage was great, but getting there was the shit.
Oh, I bet.
Terrible, terrible. And then like you had your time in WWE when you just were like so self-conscious.
Yeah.
It was after the competition for me. Oh my God, I thought I looked like an elephant. It was a whole mind F.
What, Mark?
How it's in the world?
Tiny. It's teeny tiny.
Oh my goodness. Like, why did you decide on the green?
I just love emerald green.
Yes.
Well, stunning.
I wouldn't even have to pull this up on one leg.
Well, it's a memory that you'll have.
For sure.
Of like a time in your life.
So proud of it. Yeah. I hate every August comes up and all my memories come up and I'm like, I wish I could erase these memories.
Yes.
Because then I start comparing myself. All over again, every August.
It's so hard.
It is.
And Jess, I think a lot of people don't know that you're into acting and you do quite a bit, right?
I was fortunate enough to actually book a TV series last year where I was playing wrestler.
Wow.
So that was super special. It actually comes out, it's April, 7th or 9th. I can't remember the date exactly.
Congrats, that's huge.
Thank you, yeah. I'm super proud of it and yeah, I can't wait to see it. And it's just so funny that I was playing a wrestler and what they had envisioned, the character and the outfit that I was in, it was just so cool to kind of like see that in more of like a television aspect, not like proper like shows or anything. So it was really cool.
It has been absolutely wonderful chatting with you guys. I always say like we talked about the past. What do you guys have going on in the future? Obviously you've got your show coming out, but what are you doing now?
Being a mom, that's the most important thing to me. I know to you as well, it's the top priority. And like finding spare time to do anything else is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So it's just like, just for now, just putting focus on kids.
Yeah. And I think it's really special because we have accomplished so much in our lives that we're so grateful for. And we worked really damn hard to achieve that. So now we're transitioning it just into a different aspect of our life. And being moms is the most important thing to us. And that doesn't mean we don't have career goals that we want to achieve. Sure. But for right now, I mean, we're never going to get this time with them again.
Exactly.
So it's really important for us to be at home with our kids.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so great to have you guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.